Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. The show tonight begins with a conversation about the war fighting in the Straits of Hormuz with a report of a ship hit by enemy fire. In Ukraine, certainly, with the success of the drone program launched by Ukraine to isolate Crimea from fuel and resupply and cut badly into the allotment of diesel fuel and aviation fuel for the whole of Russia, so much so they're rationing 10 gallons per car, 50 gallons per truck, no jerry cans, rationing. Moscow, too. Also, a note that we were getting information all during the day about the tragedy in Caracas and elsewhere in Venezuela. 2 7-plus quakes hitting very close together, pancake buildings. The casualty rate looks to be very high. No clear vision yet, but modeling says it could be up to 10,000 or several thousand at least. No definitive word. The news from the diplomatic conversation was not positive, was not negative, more rephrasing where we are with the president involved in legislative matters, domestic, the vice president not in Switzerland. Iran did fire that rocket, is the assumption, at a ship coming out of the Strait of Hormuz in the channel closest to Oman. Not a positive, but there will be violations. There will be provocations. It's a long road. The excitement tonight is about Anatoly Zak reporting not only on the Salyut 3 operation in 1970s. It was actually a secret spy mission, the Soviet version of a spy satellite. They launched two space stations called ALMA, OPS-2 or OPS-3, and they were manned. And the idea was to take photographs of sensitive sites, the same idea that the Americans came up with a little later, building a satellite to do it, spy satellites. But those the Soviets believed in spies, in fact, and they disguised the program by claiming it was Soyuz shots, man in space. Did it slow them down for the moon race? I don't know. That's a question to ask. Anatoly is just explicating the program. With photographs. Roscosmos could build good spaceships in the 1960s and 70s. They were very far ahead of NASA at that time. And then 8 segments tonight, the full two-hour interview with Deborah Lutz, Professor Deborah Lutz of Penn State University, her biography of Emily Bronte, and a profile of the Bronte sisters with their brother Branwell living in the parsonage at Haworth on Yorkshire Moor, between the 18 teens, and they were all gone by 55. Emily died tragically of probably tuberculosis, bronchitis, no antibiotics. They might have all died of tuberculosis or some version of what they call consumption. Anne died first, or maybe Emily died first. Branwell died first, then Emily, then Anne, then Charlotte. Married, and died in childbirth. Their novels stand. We concentrate on Wuthering Heights because it's a biography of Emily. Emily is not transparent. She didn't leave notes. There's not a lot of scrap paper about writing the novel. Deborah knows it very well. She's done books on the Brontes before. I talked to her about her book of the Bronte Museum at Haworth Parsonage and the items that are left from the sisters. The one that's dear to me, a picture taken by my producer, Chris Noel, who's visiting the Haworth Cottage, the Haworth Parsonage. It's a museum now. Took a picture of the brass collar worn by Keeper, the Mastiff Mix that attached itself to Emily. It was her dog. Keeper was his name. Huge. But he obeyed Emily. And when Emily came downstairs and was dying, laying on the couch, the divan, Kiefer lay next to her and stayed with her and died there and is buried along with the other pets in the garden, I'm told by Chris Noel, my producer. It's all a sad story. Of course, they'd all be gone even if they'd lived full lives. I understand that. But still, they didn't know anything about the world except for what they peaked on their one trip to Brussels and not much more. Never went to London. Never saw Paris. There were five sisters in all. The two oldest died from consumption or caught at the girls' school their father sent them to. The mother died when they were all very young, 1821. The family had a vault in the church. The father was the parson, a lifetime keeper, keeping. And they were all buried in the vault so that each week Emily would go in and sit with her sisters for the services. And mother would be there beneath the floor. And all the Brontes are buried there except for Anne. She's buried at Scarborough where she died. It's an exception. Anyway, I have eight segments of a conversation with Deborah. Wuthering Heights is a strange book. The plot is strange, and Deborah gives me some understanding of how it became so strange. Emily didn't have boyfriends. Emily didn't go to dances. There weren't country fairs or country cotillions or country balls. They lived in the parsonage. They had their imaginations. They sewed up little books. They'd write tiny script and make up plots. Anne and Emily worked together, and Charlotte and Branwell, their brother. Branwell died of consumption and alcohol. Excessive alcohol. He was a painter, disappointed in life. Eight segments. It's fascinating. I recommend it. If you read it as a young person, it's a completely different novel when you read it as a grown-up. It's not about love. It's about haunting. It's about ghosts. But you don't fear the ghosts. You want them to haunt you. Heathcliff yelling, haunt me, Catherine. Lordy. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.